Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate a couple of birthdays, an invention, and a couple of radio programs. Last week, January 16th in 1891, marked the birth in Chicago, Illinois, of composer, arranger, performer, accompanist, and bandleader Charlie Strait. He began working professionally as a pianist and composer while still in his teens. In 1909, he teamed up with ragtime singer Gene Green, and in 1912, they traveled to England, where they toured music halls and recorded over 60 sides for Pathé Frères. When the team broke up, Strait joined the Imperial Player Roll Company, where he supervised the popular song program, as well as arranging and playing his own roles. While he was musical director at Imperial, he was also arranging and performing for the rival QRS Piano Roll Company. In 1917, he began leading his own orchestra, which played at hotels and nightclubs in Chicago and recorded for both Paramount and Brunswick. Charlie Strait died after being struck by a car in Chicago on September 21, 1940. Here are three from Charlie Strait. Thank you.
get my satisfaction. Don't you worry, just you wait and see, dear. Wait till you want me, honey, then it won't be so funny when I say that I'm too busy for you.
Trio of songs performed by Charlie Strait, born January 16, 1891. We began with Charlie Strait's Rendezvous Orchestra in Chicago in June of 1923 and Buddy's Habits, written by Charlie Strait and Arnett Nelson, who was clarinetist with Jimmy Wade's Moulin Rouge Orchestra. Then, from May 23, 1926, it was the vocal version of Too Busy, written by Chester Cohn and Ned Miller. The vocal was by Frank Silvano, banjoist in the band, and the band recorded an instrumental version of the song during the same session. And from the pens of Larry Conley and Gene Rodemich, it was Easy Melody, Charlie Strait's Rendezvous Orchestra, in October of 1923. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, on January 13th in 1854, Anthony Foss of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, received U.S. patent number 16,381. Weird Al Yankovic probably knows that the patent was awarded for improvements to the accordion. So here to commemorate Mr. Foss' patent are some accordion songs, beginning with Cornell and his orchestra.
Dixieland. In the evening, by the he just plays chords like nobody can. They call him Sam, the old accordion man. Old chords, new chords, funny old blue chords, morning, night, and noon.
Some accordion songs on Rapidly Rotating Records to commemorate Anthony Foss' patent for improvements to the accordion. We began with Cornell and his orchestra from February 7, 1930, and Accordion Joe. Cornell is accordionist Cornell Smelzer, who led a studio band for OK. His band featured several great soloists, including Adrian Rollini and Jack Teagarden, who had solos on that record, and Jimmy Dorsey, Irving Brodsky, Dick McDonough, and Stan King. The vocal was by Artie Dunn. Accordion Joe was composed by Cornell and Dale Wimbrough, who wrote Every Moon's a Honeymoon. Cornell Smelzer also recorded Accordion Joe on April 22, 1930, with the Duke Ellington Orchestra under their pseudonym of the Jungle Band. On April 20, 1931, Cornell Smelzer, backed by the Omen Arden Orchestra, became the first accordionist in history to play Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue on the radio. Now just try and name another radio program where you're going to hear Cornell Smelzer and get that kind of vital information other than right here on Rapidly Rotating Records. After Cornell Smelzer, we heard Walter Donaldson's composition, Sam the Accordion Man, sung by Ruth Etting with Rube Bloom at the piano and Mario Perry on accordion. And we finished up with Looking for the Love Light in the Dark. That's from a Lyric 78, an Australian label, and is credited to Paul's Novelty Orchestra. It's actually none other than Lawrence Welk, who recorded for Jeanette and Broadway as Lawrence Welk's Novelty Orchestra. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Have a request or comment about the show? We'd love to get email, and you can send it to Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, January 13th, marked the birth in Russia in 1884 of Sonia Kalish. You may recognize her as the last of the Red Hot Mamas, Sophie Tucker. By the time she was 3, the family had emigrated to the U.S., and at age 10, she was working in her father's restaurant in Hartford, Connecticut, as a singing waitress. At age 16, she married Louis Tuck and had a son, but the marriage failed soon after. She changed her married name to Tucker to produce her stage name and moved to New York to pursue a singing career. She started out in burlesque, vaudeville, and cabaret, usually working in blackface. In 1909, she got a job with the Ziegfeld Follies and was a headliner by 1911, able to drop the blackface act in favor of gaudy costumes, traditional Yiddish songs, risque comic songs, ballads, and ragtime numbers. That same year, she made her first recording of the song which was to become her lifelong theme, Some of These Days, written by composer-pianist Shelton Brooks, who also wrote the Darktown Strutters Ball. In 1919, she made her first appearance on Broadway in Schubert Gaieties, and 2 years later she hired Ted Shapiro, who for the next 40 years was her musical director and pianist, and who wrote much of her bawdier material. She made the first of many trips to London in 1922 and made her film debut in 1929's Honky Tonk. She made several more films until 1944, including Broadway Melody of 1938 and Thoroughbreds Don't Cry. In her later years, when her voice declined, she specialized in half-sung, half-spoken philosophical songs and monologues, many written by Jack Yellen. Sophie Tucker died in New York on February 9, 1966. Here are 3 from the last of the Red Hot Mamas.
You can talk all you want about women that a sailor known as Dan McCann. And if you really want to know about women, you've got to talk to a sailor man. Now, I don't know how many women the sailor met, and I hope there isn't any that he'll regret. But if he had only met me, I'd have given him some trimming. I'm one gal that he'd never forget.
Well, who are you?
Who am I? I'm Hula Lou. I'm a gal that can be true. I do my dancing in the evening breeze, neath the trees. You ought to see me shake my seaweed. I never knew a man who wouldn't shoot a damn macaroon and sail across the briny blue lagoon. The lady known as Hulaloo, that's me. Now you ask any sailor and he'll tell you that this baby is the greatest vamp he ever knew. There isn't a ship in the Navy that I haven't got a friend in the crew. There's not a cruiser on a wave without someone who is my devoted slave. And I don't care how nasty I may be, I'm the one gal the sailors all praise. You don't believe me, eh?
No.
Well, you've traveled in and out. You've traveled in the south. You've traveled back and forth. You've traveled in the north. You've seen them shaking east. You've seen them shaking west. But boys, I do my shaking where the shaking's best. I've got a hula smile, lots of hula hair, a little hula here, a little hula there. I've got the cutest eyes, never mind what shade they are. But looking from the ground, you never get very far. 'Cause I'm Hulaloo, I'm a gal that can be true. I do my dancing in the evening breeze, neath the trees. I've got more sweeties than a dog has fleas. I never knew a man who wouldn't shoot a damn macaroon and sail across the briny blue lagoon. The lady known as Hulaloo from Honolulu.
Think it's true. It's awful hard to love someone when they don't care a thing about you. Once I had a loving man as good as any in this town, but now I'm sad and lonely. He's gone and turned me down. I ain't got nobody, and nobody cares about me. I'm so sad and lonely. Won't somebody come on and take a chance with me? I'll sing love songs all the time if you'll come and be my sweet daddy mine. Nobody cares about me. I ain't got nobody, and nobody, nobody cares about me. I'm so sad and lonely. Won't somebody come on and make a fuss over me? I sing love songs all the time if you'll come and be my sweet daddy mine. I ain't got nobody, and nobody cares about me. And I shout that nobody, nobody cares about me.
How the ow, dow, dow.
That's how I feel today.
Howdy, ow, dow, dow.
My goodness, I never felt this way. Teddy, you should see who fell for me. You want to meet a real, real treat? You should see us walking down the street. Is he my boyfriend? Howdy, ow, dow. Hey, hey, I'm proud to say he's my boyfriend now.
Are you his girlfriend?
Howdy, ow, dow. Well, well, if I must tell, I'm his girlfriend now.
Was he hard getting?
Hard getting? Not for me.
Does he do petting?
Oh, that's something you would like to see, eh? Well, Teddy, you know my weakness?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's found it out. Now I'm lost, but damn the cost, I'm his girlfriend now.
But is he really your boyfriend?
Howdy, oh, dow. Well, well, I fell, and he's my boyfriend now. And I'd met him in July. By August, we kissed, and oh.
By September, what did he do?
You're too young to know. And he's got a system.
A system?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, is it nice?
Say, every time I kiss him, he's got to sit right on a cake of ice. And mind you, he's not good looking, not a beauty prize, but it takes more than good looks to satisfy a girl my size. Hot cat, you're looking at his only girlfriend.
Three from Sophie Tucker, born January 13th, 1884. We began with Hula Lou, written by Milton Charles and Wayne King, and recorded in St. Louis around January 24th, 1924. Then it was Sophie accompanied by Miff Mole's Molars, Red Nichols' trumpet, Miff Mole on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet and alto sax, Ted Shapiro on piano, Eddie Lang's guitar, Joe Tarto bass, and Vic Burton on drums, and I Ain't Got Nobody from April 11th, 1927. And finally, from August of 1928, Sophie, accompanied by Ted Shapiro and a little banter with him there, on Is He My Boyfriend? Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, and we're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, with a rebroadcast Saturday at 6. And we're available on demand anytime at all, streaming online at www.radiofreeworld.com. Last week, on January 10th in 1943, the quiz show The Better Half was heard for the first time on the Mutual Radio Network. The program brought four married couples together where the husbands and wives competed against each other in stunts involving traditional concepts of manhood and womanhood. So to commemorate the better half, here are some half songs, beginning with Divine's Wisconsin Roof Orchestra.
There, what do you care? You can fool right any old girl. shine a silvery moon. Won't you please shine down on me? Taking a chance. You told me of sunshine without the rain. You told me of gladness without the pain. And you see, you told me but half of the story. But my heart has learned it all.
Thank you.
Some half songs to commemorate the debut of the quiz show The Better Half on the Mutual Radio Network, January 10th, 1943. We just heard George Fisher and his Kit Kat Band from April 25th, 1928, and Half a Kiss, written by Vernon Duke, who also brought us Autumn in New York. Half a Kiss was preceded by Don Redman and his orchestra on October 19th, 1933, and You Told Me But Half the Story, with the vocal by Harlan Lattimore. And we began that set with Spencer Reuter vocalizing on Half a Moon, Bill Carlson directing Divine's Wisconsin Roof Orchestra in Chicago in October of 1926. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Last week, on January 14th, in 1939, the program Honolulu Bound made its debut on CBS Radio. The show featured the Andrews Sisters and Phil Baker, who had starred in vaudeville in the Ben Burney Orchestra and was a regular on the Fred Allen Show. In 1943, he had his own comedy variety program, The Phil Baker Show, and he was also a quizmaster of Take It or Leave It. So here to commemorate Honolulu Bound are some rapidly rotating records having to do with Hawaii, beginning with Kanui and Lula. Thank you.
by the mighty Ayakala, O Maui, fairest of the isles. Crowned by the mighty Ayakala, O Maui, fairest of the isles.
Hawaii tonight in Hawaii, says Benny's orchestra. Fine. Hawaii yourself, say we.
Thank you.
Some Hawaii songs on Rapidly Rotating Records to commemorate the debut of Honolulu Bound on CBS Radio on January 14, 1939. We began with the husband and wife team of Kanui and Lula, a touring Hawaiian act which for a time was based in Paris, which is where this song, Tomi Tomi, was recorded on June 21, 1933. Kanui played steel guitar and sang, and his wife Lula played ukulele and guitar and danced hula. Their repertoire ranged from classic Hawaiian melodies to novelty numbers. Then it was Annette Hanshaw with Frank Ferreira's Hawaiian Trio from January 11, 1929, and Maui Chimes. And we finished up with Ben Pollock and his orchestra with the vocal by Chester Gaylord and How Are You Tonight in Hawaii. That's from a transcription of the Whiz radio program number 1 from September of 1930. Whiz was a brand of car and home products such as soaps, polishes, and greases manufactured by the Hollingshead Company of Canada. And guess what? We've got time for one more. Here's Charlie Strait once again, this time from a Vocalion 78, where the band is credited as the Tennessee Tooters. This from May 28, 1926, and Hobo's Prayer. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more Rapidly Rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.